You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, we'll look at the relationship between social media and employers and what happens when an employee's personal social media comments become a problem for the employer.
First, it's outdoor farmers market season again in Wisconsin. And if you've been waiting all winter for the growing season, it's already underway. Bill Lubing is here with us to tell us more about what to expect from this year's market season. He's the manager of the Dane County Farmers Market and a member of the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's still early in the season. What's showing up at the market so far this year?
Well, it is early, and the Dane County Farmers Market is one of the first open. First of all, we have some of the spring ramps that are coming. Watercress are the very earliest as far as seasonal vegetables. And then, of course, you've got your ones that are always there as far as the meats, the honey, maple syrup. We'll be having asparagus coming in a few weeks. So we're really just very much at the very beginning of the farmers market season right now.
Now, you're manager of the Dane County Farmers Market. This is one people come to from quite a distance. What kind of things are new this year at the market?
Well, I think a lot of what's new this year is, of course, we won't know until the market gets a little bit further on as far as the actual products, but what people are doing with their products. Farmers are learning that there's much more innovation that can happen as far as, say, for example, the asparagus. You're liable to see it fresh, but you're also liable to see it pickled and maybe made into another sort of a canned product. Many more things happening with tomatoes and other sort of staples that all of a sudden are taking a shelf life rather than fresh. People love the farmers markets. They love coming to the farmers markets. They love cooking with the ingredients, but they also like to have things that are more prepared. You know, they want it fresh, local, and ready to put in the oven and cook. So the vendors have listened to that, and they are developing products that meet that need.
Like what?
Oh, like pizza, for example, that's made with all local ingredients, or soups, or burritos, things that you can take home, put in the oven, and they're ready to go.
Farmers market,
sauced,
farmers market, farmers market convenience food, it sounds like.
Well, I mean, people are busy, and they appreciate the quality that they're finding at farmers markets, but again, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have that much more time to prepare it themselves. So they're asking for more things that are prepared. And the infrastructure for farmers to create that is improving. I mean, one of the interesting things is there are new things that will be coming to the farmers market, but there are also new things that are evolving around the farmers market. For example, processing kitchens where, you know, a busy farmer can take ingredients in and say, I would like to, you know, take my ingredients and make a pizza, for example, or a soup, and they can have that done and created, and they still have time to do their farming.
Just anecdotally, it seems like the farmers market scene in Wisconsin has gotten a lot bigger. Is that true? Is it growing?
It's growing, absolutely. I mean, we've been around, this is our 44th year, and when we started way back when, there were a few card tables on the Capitol Square, and that was about it in Dane County. Right now, there are 30 farmers markets, you know, right in Dane County, and hundreds more throughout the state.
Talking to Bill Lubing, he's with the Dane County Farmers Market and the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association. Farmers market season kicking off around the state. And by the way, we want to hear your favorites. What is your favorite local farmers market, and what do you look forward to? What do you go there for? The food, maybe packaged food, pickled food, or is it just the social scene? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Bill, it is about more than just the food. I've got people I consider farmers market friends who I honestly run into, you know, only
sure.
On farmers market season.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a real bond between many of our vendors, many of our sellers, and the customers. That for many of them, it's a year-long bond. They see each other every day because we have winter markets as well. But others, you know, there's a real homecoming at that first. You know, we had our first farmers market last Saturday. I mean, there's so many people that were greeting friends that they hadn't seen all winter. It's a real, there's a real social element to the transaction at not just our farmers market, but farmers markets, you know, in general. People really care about the seller. They care how the seller is doing. They want to buy that person's product. So there's a real personal relationship in the purchasing that is really hard to find in many other venues.
And Bill, speaking of things that we're looking forward to, going back a bit in our conversation, I am dying for morel season to happen. I'm hoping I haven't missed it yet. I don't think I have, but I have managed to do that in the past. What do we know about morels and when we're going to see those at the markets?
Well, morels are going to be a few weeks out, and morels are, I mean, we will have morels. Generally, they are, well, we'll see what kind of a market we're going to have when we, you know, when it gets there. But things are looking good. So I would keep looking for the morels in the next few weeks. They're going to start up. You know, it's funny because the seasonality of farmers markets really changes. I mean, it means change. Seasonality means from week to week, something new is coming, something is past. Like you say, morels, 3 or 4 weeks at the most, and then that's it. Asparagus, you know, that's coming in a few weeks, and then that'll be here. Ramps are kind of the, you know, the first fresh product that comes to the market because they're very early. Watercress, same thing. Spinach is, you know, they're actually carrying over the spinach production from the winter. And when it starts getting a little bit warmer, then that's going to die out until fall.
You know, a lot of times at the farmer's market, I imagine a lot of people will look at some of the more off the beaten path produce and vegetables and think, oh, that looks like fun. I don't know what the heck to do with that. Are there ways to get good recipe ideas, food storage ideas for all the stuff we can get at the farmer's market?
Well, at our farmer's market and many farmer's markets in the state, it's a producer-owned market. The person who is selling it is the one who grew it. So there's your source, your primary source right there. But also, I mean, I go to food.com and some of these other online sites when I come across an ingredient that I'm not familiar with or a technique that I'm not familiar with. You know, the internet is a vast resource, talking to other people at the market. So there's a lot of places to get recipes that'll teach you how to cook with the ingredients.
Well, Bill, you're manager of the Dane County Farmers Market, a huge, prestigious, on a national scale market. Are there any secrets that we should know about, things that are rarities beyond the curd and the cheese curd that if you get there at the right time, you're going to get to enjoy?
Well, I mean, as far as ingredients go, you're going to find things that aren't normally you would normally expect to find at in Wisconsin. For example, we've got several people that are growing peanuts, and you would never expect to find Wisconsin-grown peanuts, but we do have that. Some of the ingredients that we have, pesto, for example, was introduced at our farmers market, and many people in the Madison area had no idea what pesto was, but there was a very innovative farmer who grew basil, and he's like, well, I'm going to introduce pesto to the, you know, to this community. We have bitter melon, many of the products that the Hmong bring, which are unusual for us in Wisconsin, but are, you know, gaining an acceptance in our area. So, you know, the best thing and the beautiful thing about a farmer's market is the seller, the grower is right there. You can ask them about it. If it's something you're unfamiliar with, the person that's selling it is going to know about it.
Let's bring in a caller now. We've got Brittany on the line in Madison. Brittany, hi.
Hi. So I was just thinking about my mom always used to take my sister and I to the farmer's market, and every time we would go, we would get the same things. We would get orange chocolate chip scones and basil bread, and I still go, and I get the same two things and other stuff too, but...
Brittany, thanks a lot. And Bill, this market and now some other markets around the state, they've been around long enough that their family traditions handed down through the generations. This is something that we'll be handing down to our kids and maybe their grandkids.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got third generation folks at the farmers market right now that have been coming for years. They will tell the stories about how when they were kids, they were bundled up and sleeping in the back of the pickup truck while mom and dad got everything set up for the market to open, and how they have changed what their folks did as far as what they were offering and trying to keep up with the times. It's a it's definitely a, you know, it's a very earthy sort of a way to make a living, but it's also very, moving, progressing sort of a economy.
And we leave it there. Bill, thanks a lot for joining us. That was Bill Lubing, manager of the Dane County Farmers Market.
Coming up, the gray areas of social media, employers, and what employees can say online. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time.